right? We shifted today to, again, like we were kind of saying earlier, a lot of everything that you're seeing here, we started on our cell phones. So the way that we initially made this connection today was by way of the cell phone using the hotspot because there was an issue with landline, Wi-Fi, and all the other things that were going on. But we made the adjustment. We learned a little bit of a hard lesson that, oh, man, being out here in the country, too, even that cell phone reception hotspot is going to get spotty, right? But we adapted. We overcame. So I want to, again.
Now you have another tool in your toolbox. You know, when crap goes crazy, this is what we did to fix it last time. We can do this again.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
We learned. We became that much better today.
Yeah, thank you for upshifting and uplifting us. So do us a quick favor, car guys and car gals, real quick, before we get to this fourth question on the five-liner, I want to just make sure that Robin does know how awesome she is to all of you. For those of you that are watching, go ahead and give her a cheers. Go ahead and put a coffee emoji inside of the comments there. Just let her know that you like sharing this cup of coffee and conversation with her. We do have other incredible people that we are teamed up with that are helping bring this message to you. I just want to let you know that being with Robin definitely helps me feel elite.
It does.
Especially because she's always talking about how you can get to your next sale. So thank you again, Beto. Thank you so much for putting that cheers up there.
Beto. Beto,
man, he's a fast tracker, folks. I do miss you. Can't
miss
wait
you,
to
bro.
See you all again. We need to have a car guy convention for all the car.
I'm telling you, we're going to have a caffeinated culture convention very soon. Ooh. The triple C's, right? So we're going to eventually have that and then get everybody together. We're going to get pumped up, caffeinated, drinking some car guy coffee, masterminding, doing everything we can to get to the next level. So that's going to happen. I'm putting it out in the universe. I've been putting it out for a little while, but that is something that we're in the works and it's going to happen. We're going to have plenty of our sponsors involved. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. Because once this whole world opens up and we can do this and we can get people to feel confident about sitting down next to other people, we want it to happen. We want it to happen like today. But The sooner we can make it happen, the better. And we're excited. You know, people like Robin, hopefully, you know, she could be somebody we can have come as a speaker or something like that. You know what I mean? We're going to invite a lot of great, great car people. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But the most important thing, it's going to be a lot of fun. That is the biggest thing with Car Guy Coffee. I think what we bring is my favorite ingredient. Whether we're coming into caffeinated culture, whether we're doing a show interviewing, is we're bringing the fun. F-U-N, my friends. Fun, yes. fun. But so no.
Let's get to this next one because we're taking up some time. You got a lot of solutions. You got brewing to do and we can get a little talkity. And we warned everybody that was going to happen. But with this and getting to having a convention and getting to this opportunity that we have with you today, there has been many things that you ran into, a lot of struggles, a lot of big wins, and we don't often highlight our big wins. But just like today, we learned we have a new tool. We understand how to reconnect things. What has been inside of your marketing career? What has been one of the hardest lessons you've had to learn over the time of building up your agency?
Well, one of the things is in the agency speak is called churn, right? One of the things when I first started doing this was like I had things that I thought were more important than that dealership relationship, that dealer relationship. And so once I would sign on a new dealer, then I would abdicate that communication to somebody else on my team. And one thing that I had forgotten from being inside the dealership, I don't know how I forgot it, but like if you're not in front of them, they forget who you are. And then when somebody else comes along to pitch them, they'll go, yeah, we can free up this much budget here. We'll just cancel that service and then put this money over here. And so when I finally kept, I would be at like 10 dealerships, right? And then I would get two, lose two. They call that churn, right? It's like staying at that same level. And so when I finally discovered that the magic sauce was being in front of my dealers on a quarterly basis, then I just started building it into what I did. And then every quarter I would go and visit my dealers and be in front of them, roll out like anything new that was coming up, see what was going on in their world. What new did they have coming up? Did they have any community events they were going to be part of? How could I help reinforce that since I wasn't here, but once a quarter, how could I do that? And when I started doing that and being able to invest in who they were, what they were on a quarterly basis, then I didn't have that churn any longer. Now, obviously 2020 was a year when we didn't get to do that. And so then it just became more important to over-communicate with them in the manner that we could. But that was probably the biggest lesson that I learned once I conquered that, that they need, if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. And then that, that line item budget thing is going to go away. As a vendor, they're just going to cancel you because they just don't know what you're doing for them, especially in the social media world. Because one of the main things that we bring to the table is brand imaging and top of mind awareness. And it's just like if you look at Glenn Lundy and he seems to be everywhere, right? He's omnipresent. Your dealerships need to be omnipresent also, but not so much that someone's going to unfollow you because you're just drowning their newsfeed, right? They need to be just gracefully touched by it on a daily basis somehow. Anything that you can do to engage with them. We have a kind of a magic recipe that we do whenever we create our content for our dealerships. And it kind of goes along the same lines of Gary Vaynerchuk's jab, 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 right hook, right? So we give, 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 and then we ask. And so it may be on Sunday, a motivational quote, because that's the day when people are in that frame of mind to be inspirational or motivational. And that's the day that because they're in that mindset, they will more likely share that piece of content because that's how they are in their mind. If you drop a motivational thing on Monday, they're not in that. They're in hustle and grind mode. So then Monday, every Monday, we start with a contest. We kick off the week every week on a Monday with a contest. We've trained our audiences to come back every week and participate in that giveaway, free oil change, whatever we give away. Then because they've engaged with us on Sunday and Monday by the things that we've given them, we've served up to them, then on Tuesday, it may be a new car post, right? I've given to them, and now I want them to see the thing I want them to see. And because they engaged with me on those 2 days, this new car post is going to pull into their feed because they participated in my contest. They shared my motivational quote. Then we'll go into Wednesday with an engaging post, something funny that's trending, whatever, whether it's Bernie and his mittens or whatever it is, something that they're going to engage with, right? There's no value to it. Do you like pineapple on your pizza or not pineapple on your pizza? Are you an Android fan or an iPhone fan? All of those things that will get them to engage, if we can get them to click either like, comment, or share, then when I post something again, like on Friday, a pre-owned special, it's going to pull into their newsfeed again. So we're very strategic in how we create the content that goes out for our dealerships. But if they're not social media people, they don't understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And they're just like, why am I paying this company to post pineapple pizza stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so that 90 day, that every 90 days being in front of them and kind of going back over the strategy and why we do what we do organically for the organic equals free, then that just helps a lot. But I didn't learn that lesson until I had lost quite a few clients and just kept in that cycle of churn. And so we don't see that attrition any longer now. And I think that coming into 2021, as we see things loosening up and people returning to whatever normal looks like now, I can't wait to get back on the road and get back out and visit my dealer partners. But that's probably one of my biggest lessons. Don't abdicate the throne. Communicate with those people. You're the one who signed them, and they want to talk to you.
And yes enough. Woo! Wow, love it. Robin, there's so much that you just dropped inside of there, folks. If you weren't taking notes on that,
I know we were. We started taking some notes. You dropped some great, as they call gems, right? Yeah, you dropped some gems in there, and those gems are very precious gems, folks. That was free. Yeah. So the next one's not. She's going to charge. But those were free. So what I mean is that if you listen to what she said, if you heard everything that she was breaking down there, I mean, the way that she was talking about how you engage with your clients on social media, those are some great tips, folks. You can do that as a salesperson. You can do that as a dealership. You can do that in any business that you do. Like she said, Gary V, I love Gary V too. You know, jab, jab, right hook. And when you do that, and don't take the right hook as a bad thing. That right hook is what you have to. You don't always ask for the business, but eventually you have to. You can't sit there and just be nice the whole time and at the end say, well, thanks for coming. You got to say, do you want to buy? Because if you don't, They're not going to, but you have to earn the right to buy. Just like going out with the girl. I always tell people this. And don't take this the wrong way if you're a female or male. It doesn't matter. When you're dating somebody and you first started dating them, did you just go in straight for a kiss the first time you met them? No, you have to get to know them, make them feel like they, you know, see if you like them, if there's any kind of connection there, if there's any electricity. Once you have that conversation, you build the rapport, then you have the right to go for a kiss. But you can't just walk in and go for a kiss. It doesn't work that way. It's the same way with any sales. You can't go in and say, hey, buy this from me. Not without getting to know them, seeing what they really want, what their trigger points are, and all that stuff. It's all connected. It is all connected. And that is genius, what you just dropped. That is exactly what people need to hear.
What you explained there in the complementing relationship between organic and paid ads, right? So although organic to the pocketbook is free, right? It's not free in creating, in the time that it takes to make the content, in the effort that it takes to go do it. That is the part that, although it is growing organically, that is what you definitely need to be able to have the base for what you're going to pay and send out your message. That's when it's going to be actually engaged better. You shifting it from the jab, jab, right hook to the give, give, then ask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a genius understanding in how to re-explain that, because that's really how a relationship is. Like we said earlier about John Maxwell, they don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And I don't have a right to speak into somebody's life until I've properly received them. They won't let me. I dealing with kids on the street, right? They're not, everybody's closed off. Nobody's hearing you until you've actually given them some value, given them some worth, gain their respect a little bit. Then at that point, you can ask them to engage with you. Then you can ask them to maybe show up, maybe change their thinking a little bit, right? And with your customer engagement, you're saying, here's some fun content. Here's some cool stuff for you to enjoy with us. And now we have an offer. I have now, well, they weren't just that person. That is the term, the give, give, then ask. I love the way that you shifted that because it is so key, guys. That's some genius stuff. You need to apply that. Again, Robin is right there, and you can reach her, and she wants to be able to help you out. She has a culture. Again, it's not just Robin. She has a business and an entire team behind her that are helping her amplify the heart that you can hear right now. And that's making sure that you are achieving your result, right? You're not there to achieve Robin's result, right? Or the agency's result that they have as their mission. You have your mission, and she knows how to make sure that she gets your mission. If it means she takes her agency into your store and builds her business inside of your dealership until she can buy her way back out, she is about you accomplishing your mission. And I honor that. That's not something
I do. I really
way
honor that.
Just that's some pioneering solution.
That's some really, there's not a lot of stories out there like that. And that's a great story to share. And, you know, she also talked about this every 3 months going in and revisiting dealers to be able to maintain the relationship and to reflame that relationship.
Yes.
Because a lot of times it's just that after a while, if they don't, like you said, out of sight, out of mind, they're going to be like, why are we still doing this? Even though it's a very important tool. Right. You have to go in and say, hey, how you doing? This is why you're doing it. And I'm going to keep you excited. I'm going to keep you motivated. I'm going to keep you going. So, folks, we are going to get to this fifth question. This is one of my favorite questions ever. Through all this business, you've had trials, tribulations. We know your why. We know why you got in this business, how you got to where you're at. We know what motivates you. We know what type of mentorship you've had in the past. We know the path of that. We know what kind of failures you've had and where you learned and grew from. But out of all this, what's been your greatest reward?
I think probably I know this sounds probably silly, but our leadership team. So our leadership team are all started as just employees with us. And I don't mean just our leadership. I mean our executive leadership team. So Beverly is my business partner. Shasta runs Shasta could run this whole show if she had to. Shasta runs RC. Jessica and Christine do absolutely anything I ask them to. Right now they are sell marketing, our Facebook Elite Response team. Christine's out on the road right now setting up 4 more rooftops for our BDC in New York. Kyla, who handles all of our marketing for SCP Agency, and then Amy, who is employee number one, is our design lead. These women who, they just started as employees and came together as a team with a unified goal in sight. And matter of fact, I'm late for it, and they'll be okay with that right now. But every Tuesday, I don't know if you guys implement EOS, but we do. Every Tuesday, we have our level 10 meeting where we all come to the table. We have all agreed on whatever rocks we're going to. We are all unified in the vision of where this company is going. And that we have developed that and built that as our executive leadership team. And there's never a time when between this this group of humans, the seven of us, that somebody asks one of the executive team for something, and they don't just jump in and do it. And nobody says, it's not my job. That's not what I do. I'm probably the only one that says it's not my job 100 times a day. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is not my job. That just means it's something I don't want to do. but nobody ever does that. They're just like, yeah, let me figure it out. Let's figure it out. I may send Kyla 3 links a day to something I want her to learn, and they just pick it up and do it. They are our greatest accomplishment is this group of seven. They're the most amazing team I could ever ask for.
Oh, that is it. That is. Oh, yeah. That is the way to wrap that up. That is the way to let your team know, let's go this week. That is the way to encourage people. You are a great leader, Robin. You really are. I'm so honored to have you here this morning. Yes. I'm so glad you gave us this hour and a half of your life, because I know that time comes and it goes, but it never comes back, right? So we do appreciate it. Thanks for going through the troubleshooting we went through this morning. You are a true solutionary, and I appreciate it. Folks, if you don't know who Robin is, now you know is, right? Now you guys know what
she's
about.
Listen to the whole episode again. Watch it. This is going to be released on podcast, and we're going to let other little pieces get out there of this great conversation.
Watch it on the replay. It's going to be on Facebook, LinkedIn. If you didn't catch it all, it's all there for you.
So much good stuff inside of this session, and we're so thankful for it.
Magical stuff.
Every time that you do, we're so thankful for it, whether it's in Clubhouse, whether it's right here on the Car Guy Coffee podcast. You are always brewing solutions. You are always pouring out your best, and we are thankful for that. You have a great team. You have a great business, and the sky is the limit. It's not even the limit.
Nah,
right?
Man.
You are out of this.
Elon Musk showed us that we can go to Mars. So let's keep it going, right?
So thank you so much, Robin. Again, we are definitely going to reach out to you to learn more, because there's obviously, folks, so much to learn from her. Yes. She is an incredible solutionary in what it is that she does. Always brewing solutions, always upshifting, always uplifting. I just can't say thank you enough. I'm going to overdo it and go another 20 minutes saying how thankful I am that we've had this opportunity. But I know you have a lot you got to go do. We have a day we got to go own as well. And we're just so thankful that we had the time to just brew a solution with you. Have a cup of coffee. Have a great conversation.
Great morning. What a great morning. I am pumped up.
Building this relationship.
I'm going to get to work. I'm seeing you guys too. So you have to tell me what your sizes are. So you can be.
Oh my God. I want that.
Yes.
Okay.
We need to do a swag exchange.
We're going to do a swag exchange. When I get off here, I'm going to send you Lou and I's shirt size. It's the same.
All right.
We'll send you the shirt size and the address. And then you do the same. Reply back with your shirt sizes give me everybody's shirt size in your team, and let me send you guys some swag and stuff.
Cool, man. I'm excited. This was the best Tuesday morning kickoff ever for me.
Oh, man. Yes, folks, y'all started that. Yes. We just did it. Let's go.
Car guys, hit that music real time. We're going to get it out of here the same way that we came in, just bobbing our heads a little bit. Folks, we want to make sure that you do know you can go to carguycoffee.com, get you a sip of some caffeinated consistency, and you hear that sound? That's what it tastes like, okay? So, car guys, car gals, it smells just like it tastes. Delicious.
Delicious.
But we are so thankful that we had Robin Wilson inside of the cafe with us. Car guys and car gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we have been brewing solutions with Robin Wilson. Robin, how do people get a hold of you?
Robin at socialclimberpro.com.
Woo! One more time. We had a little bit of a hiccup again. One more time.
Robin at socialclimberpro.com.
get you some of that. Again, we're so thankful that we had the chance for a great car gal to jump in here with us. She is a true expert inside of her field, and she has been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew.